Blog Talk Radio.
Mama Etta, Etta.
Mama Etta's Corner. I've missed you for a couple of days, but here I am right here still in good old Las Vegas. The weather today is 82 degrees and sunny, but we expect it to be cool in the evening. I want to look out my window today and see who's standing on Mama Etta's Corner. I kind of got an idea, but I'm going to look out there and see anyway. Oh, my. There's my friend, there's Stan Moore and his lovely wife, Fran. Stan, how are you and Fran doing?
I'm pretty good, Etta. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm okay. You have that sexy voice. Yeah. I'm okay, Etta. How about yourself? Okay.
that is how about you? That's what that is.
Hey, Fran, how are you doing, my baby?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm okay. I hear an echo, but that's okay. But I'm doing okay for an old person. I'm glad that you're with us today. I want to tell my friends out here on Mama Etta's Corner exactly who Stan Moore is, and once I tell you who he is, you will know. And those of you that are from Las Vegas, you definitely know who he is. Stan Moore is a singer, songwriter, arranger extraordinaire. I met Stan here in Las Vegas when he was singing with a group called Mocha, one of the most popular groups here in Las Vegas, and you don't sing with Mocha or even work with Mocha unless you're one of the best. And I can attest to that. Well, you are. You really, really are. You have quite a history that I think, you know, my friends and family out here on Mama Etta's Corner would like to know about. Stanley, tell us a little bit more about yourself, who you are, what you do.
First of all, my name is Stan Edward Moore. I'm an independent artist based out of Cleveland, Ohio. I recently signed a distribution deal with Illustra Distribution, which, you know, I love to give a big shout out to Illustra Distribution with Breezy Love, Leonard Green, and Anthony Thomas and Jay Wade. You know, they took to me after they found out one of my songs that I had recorded. In the process of doing that, I recorded a remake of an old country song titled Tennessee Whiskey. And it was given, the idea was given to me to you know, take the song and flip it to an R&B version. And now, at first I was like, I don't know. And then when I did it and posted it, that's when Illustra had, like, contacted me to say, hey, look, we would love to distribute this song. Is this song ready? And I said, yeah, this song's ready to go. I just don't have no way to get it out. And they took the round from there. So possibly within the next, I can't give an accurate release date, but the release of that song will be coming up soon. So I just have people to stay tuned to my page, to my Facebook page, which is Stan Edward Moore, Twitter page, which is at Gifted3121, all in caps, and in my IG page, which is all one word, Stan Edward Moore. So we're just waiting on the release of Tennessee Whiskey and see what happens and see what goes from there. The followers for that is, like, tremendously huge, what I've seen so far, and it's building as we speak. So that's pretty much what I'm waiting on now. That's pretty much what we're doing now. I was blessed to recently be one of the lead singers and members of the Grammy Award-winning group Dazz Band. and I always let people know that I'm just a member. I am not an original member of Daz Band, that they embraced me and would ask me would I, you know, like to continue their legacy for them, and it was a true blessing and an honor for them. And that would be Isaac Wiley, who was the original drummer for Daz Band, and Kenny Pettis, who is one of the original members of Daz Band, and another member of Daz Band that a lot of people don't hear about or know about too much, and that's Ed Myers III. And they're all members of Daz Band who asked me and embraced me to ask me to come and be a part of their legacy and history and to continue on. And that right there was like an honor for me, because I followed Daz Band, oh my God, from high school up until, you know, oh my God, yes. And I tell them all the time, I always blow smoke up their tail. I tell them, I said, Daz Band has some, and a lot of people don't know this, Daz Band has some of the most beautiful ballads you'll ever want to hear from an R&B group. Their ballads are just timeless and endless, you know. So that's pretty much what's going on, you know, with Stan Edward Moore at this moment right now.
Well, let me ask you something, Stan Edward Moore. Whose neck do I have to strangle, or who do I have to beg to let Tennessee Whiskey be premiered on my show?
Me and you've been knowing each other for a long time. You know, it don't have to be a strangle. You just ask and you shall receive.
Oh, that's so kind. Well, when it's released, I want you to come back on and talk about it. Give me the opportunity to play it. And so that my friends and family right here on Mama Etta's Corner can get to hear you. Okay, and really appreciate what you got. And then I want to know where they can get it, SoundCloud or CD Baby, iTunes, whatever you're doing nowadays. Now,
right.
I looked into your history a little bit.
Okay.
I really wanted to know. You know, like I said, I know you from Las Vegas. Well, for you to sing in, like I said, to sing in Mocha, you had to be able to sing. So, you know, I knew that.
God bless your heart.
And then I met you again with, what's her name, Anthona McNeil.
Anthona McNeil, yes. Yes,
she was crazy about you and your voice. Okay?
You know what? A quick story, I got to share this, and my wife can attest to this because she was a part of the story. The first time I had brought my wife to Las Vegas, a gentleman who I'll name nameless in Vegas had suggested to me to go to a jam session at, it was called the Square Apple over on Sahara, I believe, or something. And I went there, and I didn't know exactly what I was going to do as far as, you know, in a jam session of songs, but I didn't know what the band knew as far as what I could sing. So I kind of did an impromptu kind of thing when I went on stage, and that was the night I met Anthona and I met Haji. And
okay.
Yeah, and when I went up, I sung D'Angelo's Brown Sugar. But
right,
I had the
now.
Music
Brown Sugar Baby.
But I had the music to Quincy Jones's Secret Garden, so it was kinda like a real slow, kinda sultry kind of thing going on. And after that point, Anthona had just, oh, my God, she just literally lost it after that performance. And I think my wife can witness to this, that I believe that the guy that comes from Japan was looking for auditions at the time.
Exactly.
And she had wanted,
I remember that.
And she had wanted to send me to Las Vegas, Japan at that moment, at that instant, but my wife and I were not prepared to go because that's not why we came to Vegas. During that time, we came to Vegas to kind of network to see if this is where we would want to live before we actually moved there. And we couldn't go, but ever since then, since that time, I had been real cool with Anthona since that point. It was Anthona and Haji and Joy LaShawn and Connie Breeze and all of those people.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I got to meet all of them, you know, and network with them. So Yeah, that's
well, you
how
know,
Anthony and I met. Yeah.
I've got to give it to Anthona, other than myself, other than yours truly. And Anthona has kept artists, well, she's tried to keep artists working here in Las Vegas.
Right.
She did many, many, many shows. And, you know, I met her and I learned to respect her and the way she did her work and the people that she knew. So, you know, you were affiliated with the best, trust me. But it seems like that you decided that you wanted to go back to Ohio.
Yeah, we needed to go back to Ohio for other purposes other than what the music entails. But we needed to come back to Ohio because this is pretty much home in a sense, home base. Pretty much for us, and it's a lot more to entail with that, but I'm going to leave it at just to say that we had to come back here, you know, for medical purposes, for myself.
Yes,
as well as,
and I'm
know,
going to open up with that in a minute because I do know what the medical purpose was, and I do want my friends and family to know about it, and I want to hear more from Fran. Tell me about, now, I know the song My Everything. I remember that song. I didn't know the band, and but I do remember the song. I had just retired from the United States Army, and I went to Atlanta, and someone and I started working with B103, the radio station, doing their concerts, and I heard the song. And the guy said, yeah, this is a group out of Ohio. I remember it like it was yesterday, My Everything.
Oh, wow.
And,
yep.
So when I was reading it, I said, I know this song. I've heard of this group. And there you are. Were you the lead singer?
Yes, I was.
It's
lead singer.
The voice, you were much younger then, but the voice is the same.
Yeah, it was lead singer and writer. Also writer of it and everything, co-producer, and you know, so that was me.
Wow. And I see
me. That
you...
made a lot of noise here in Cleveland, yeah.
Well, it made noise internationally, I understand. I mean, I've been to Cleveland once in my life, and I was a little girl. But I was in Atlanta, and I heard it in Atlanta, and they were kicking it. I mean, it was on the radio.
Wow.
So
that's a big one. Hmm. See, now you're really opening up can of worms for me because as the artist back then, and as the person once again, I had this conversation yesterday. I'm steady learning different things that I didn't even know back then that were in existence. And it comes from my lack of knowledge of this business at a young age, because as far as I was concerned, I didn't think it made, I know My Everything made the adjacent cities that were connected to Ohio, but outside of that, I didn't know it made any, I didn't know it went any further than that. Seriously.
That was 1990.
Yeah.
I had just moved to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I had just retired from the United States Army. So, you know, if you do some royalties, you remember who told you. I'm always trying to make some money, you know. But
I also know
that you've done lots of shows, open up with some of the stars. You even opened up for my crazy girlfriend, Millie Jackson.
Yes, I did. Millie was a sweetheart. Actually, the way we looked at her, Millie was mama. That's how we looked at her. Because outside of the
your mother did not talk like Millie.
but I'm just saying, as far as like her character, you know, on and how she perceives on stage is totally opposite of what she is as a person when we conversed and talked with her. And because we actually got to, you know, really chill with her on a tour bus. As a matter of fact, it was her and Will Downing, and because they were on the tour together. And we got to actually, you know, and the biggest thing that she thought with us as a group, you know, when you go to when you're with different singing groups and you see their different things that they're doing, we were on a tour bus, you know, she had this big cooler full of like Heineken beer. And it chats with all of us. See, none of us drink. We don't drink. We don't drink no alcohol. So when we got up there, she was like, y'all help yourself to that Heineken over there. We said, Mama, none of us drink. She said, how the heck y'all don't drink? And y'all fucking like this in Cleveland? And y'all don't drink? I'm like, yeah, that's how we're able to funk like this in Cleveland, because we don't. So that was big experience for all of us to kick it and meet with her. So
yeah, she's crazy. Yeah, I can't say on the air what she calls me, but that's my girl. That's my girl. Also, how does it feel singing the national anthem in a big stadium? How does that feel? Because I know that you sang for Akron, Ohio. What was the name of the team? Aerials or something?
It was the Akron Aerials. That's the minor league team for the Cleveland Indians, which I know.
And you also
now.
sang for the Cavs.
The NBA, the 2016 NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers. I sang it for them too, and it's funny because that particular video that you see, I was sick with pneumonia that day, and I didn't even know if I was going to be able to do that. And I just prayed to God to get me through it. And I tell people every time they see that video that's nothing but God. That's not me, because I couldn't even hear my own voice when I would just even talk. And I didn't even see the game that day. My daughter was with me. My youngest daughter was with me, and because that was her first NBA game, and I wasn't going to leave because of her, and she was just enjoying herself. Meanwhile, I'm in the back puking next to LeBron's locker room. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, ain't God good? I mean, he will come through for us, won't he?
Yes, he will.
And right now, speaking about God, I want to go into another subject. Right now, sure. You and Fran are having to lean on God more than anything. Mama Etta's friends, Fran has fibromyalgia, was just diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Now you ask me, well, what is fibromyalgia? The definition is a chronic disorder characterized by widespread musculoskeletal pain, fatigue, and tenderness in localized areas. And most of the time it's misdiagnosed and, of course, misunderstood. Fran, girlfriend, how do you feel? How are you feeling?
Today is a good day. You know, the body is not hurting as bad. It's like at a 1 to between 0 and 1. I have little aches and pains, but not like it's been. So today I have good days, I have bad days. You never know from one day to the next until you wake up.
Right. When they diagnosed your fibromyalgia, they also diagnosed lupus, and was that because of the fact that they don't quite understand the disease and it looked like lupus?
No, what they did was they diagnosed the fibromyalgia based on when they did the tender test. They did the test where they test you, they hit certain tender spots on your body, and that's how they determine you have fibromyalgia. With the lupus, what they did was they take your ANA test. That's a test that tests your antibiotics, and it tells you what is going on as far as your autoimmune system is concerned and how low it is. Based on how low it is, it determines whether you're positive for lupus or not, and it came back positive. So it was two different tests done for me.
Okay, so at this point, where do you stand?
At this point, I have lupus and fibromyalgia. I have both of these autoimmune diseases.
Okay.
They have now given me a medicine. They said that the dominating factor right now is my fibromyalgia. So they gave me a medicine in order for it to manage the pain, which it has been doing.
Wow. So, and you've been in a lot of pain? Is it
yes,
like a certain area
before,
of your body, or is it different areas?
It's all over. It varies
all
some
over.
Days. It's all over my body. Some days in certain areas of the body. Some days it's just like it hits, like it'll start off in certain areas, and then by the end of the day it's all over, your whole body.
Well, my friends and family, they who heard the Tony Terry interview, his wife Ronnie
mm-hmm.
also suffers from fibromyalgia. And he said in the interview that for a while there she was on painkillers. And we all know what painkillers
mm-hmm.
will do. And the ones that he named were all opiates, it sounded like. And she finally
mm-hmm.
kicked, you know, the painkillers, you know, and was dealing with other methods of trying to abate some of the pain of fibromyalgia. Tony Terry sings, or I'm sorry, not sings, it works or supports an organization for fibromyalgia, I guess trying to
mm-hmm.
find methods of better of a better diagnosis and cure. So, you know, being that you have it as well, I figured that the two of that Stan and he could get together and both of them can do something, you know, for the foundation, bringing fibromyalgia awareness to more people and being able to, I guess, raise the money where they can use it for early diagnosis and a possible cure. Well, girlfriend, I know
yes.
it's difficult for you, but, you know that
yes,
God
is
with us. You know, he's with us. And,
yes.
you know, anytime you feel like just screaming and hollering, you're welcome to call Mama Etta, because everyone comes to Mama Etta, you know. And so, and we go to Jesus together. But if
yeah,
anyone
right.
would like to know, what kind of symptoms did you have?
I experienced fatigue, exhaustion. You do have moments. People go through moments of depression. I've experienced a little bit of that as well, because your body hurts so bad that you're not able to get up and move the way you used to. It's like a complete total change for you. One minute I was perfectly fine, able to move, be active, this, that, and the other. Now it's like you're not as active. You can't move as much as you want to. You can't participate in some things that you want to participate in, because you never know from day to day. Even as far as employment is concerned, you may not be able to do the job that you used to do because it's too stressful or too strenuous on the body. And I've experienced all of that. You know, I had to leave the job that I had been doing for years because of the fact that it got to the point where my body was in the level 10 as far as pain. Every day I left out of there, I was at a 10. There were days where I was in so much pain I couldn't get up and go to work. The mind was willing, but the body, like, you're not going nowhere. So you experience all of that, you know, with me having, and I didn't know what else was going on until, like you said, I just was diagnosed with lupus. So I'm experiencing all of a sudden, while I'm used to being a walker and walking and exercising, that was my form of exercise. I couldn't get up hills. When I got to the top of the hill, I'm exhausted, out of breath. So you experience all of that. You know, you experience your hands and inflammation, because that's part of it. You know, inflammation of your joints and stuff. Your hands swell up. Your feet swell. You have aches and pains in your feet. You have aches and pains in your legs and your knees. Even with the, and I know we're talking about the fibromyalgia, but even with the lupus goes and depends on what type you have. You go through loss of hair, hair loss. You go through where it may affect your kidneys, it may affect your liver, your heart, your lungs. Just like when I was going through the fact and I realized they finally told me I had pockets of fluid on the lining of my lungs, you know, and that was signs of lupus. So,
wow.
You know, you experience chest pains, your chest hurts, You know, the cold weather is not good for your body. Whether you have fibromyalgia, whether you have lupus, it's not good for you. Some people can't sit out in the sun. I haven't experienced that yet, where, and they tell me it will get to that point. Even with hot, hot showers. I used to be one who loved to take hot showers. I can't do that anymore because it feels like something is literally sticking me or stabbing me when I get into water real, real hot.
Wow.
It's just a change. I mean, it's a complete and total change to you, and every day it's something new that you that wasn't there yesterday that you're experiencing. It's like I said, if you take it, only thing you can do is trust God, believe in God, and have faith in Him, and know that He got you through it all, and that He knew that you were going to experience this even before you were where you were thought of even born. So He's
that's
giving
it.
You, He says in His Word, He puts no more on us than we can bear. So we just, I just keep trusting
it.
In God, believing in Him, and like you said, even with the founder, the thing that you just were talking about with Tony Terry. You know, if I can be a help to somebody else, even though I have this, I have to stop. I have the mindset now, stop looking at what is being done to me as far as this illness, but look at what God is doing through me through this illness.
You
so taking
preach, girl.
What, taking this illness and being able to use it to minister to other people, to help somebody else, to reach out to somebody else and encourage them, to pray for them, to, you know, to reach out to other young people and maybe, like you said, find a cure for this. And even if we can't find a cure, but be able to find ways of health and wellness to be able to help somebody else deal with it so that we won't be on a lot of medications.
Well,
when
I'm going to
continue to be on meds, you know, it leads to other things.
That's
go ahead.
True. Oh, my. I'm going to get both of you in touch with Tony Terry and Ronnie, and you know, because you could be a spokesperson, and like there
yes.
are so many people out here who don't know what they have, and I wrote down all the symptoms, and you mentioned every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I want you to know out there, family and friends, I've lost my mind now. Because this is a serious thing, and you know,
exactly.
I don't feel sorry for you, but I feel sorry. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I lost my train of thought.
Exactly.
Symptoms are abdominal pain, chronic headaches, dryness in mouth,
mm-hmm.
nose, and eyes, hypersensitivity
exactly.
to cold and or
mm-hmm.
heat, inability
mm-hmm.
to concentrate. They call it a
yep.
fibro fog, okay? Incontinence,
mm-hmm.
irritable bowel syndrome, numbness or
yep.
tingling in the fingers and feet,
mm-hmm.
stiffness, depression, lack of sleep, insomnia,
mm-hmm.
Unable to exercise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Crippling fatigue. So,
yeah.
All of the symptoms that you mentioned are the symptoms that are in the book. So,
mm-hmm.
Mama Etta's Facebook, or not Facebook, my, Mama Etta's Corners, friend and family, please look out for the symptoms and get yourself checked out and find out exactly what it is. I think it would be better for your future and the future of your family, because it's not only a crippling disease to the individual, it's a crippling disease to the family.
To the family.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And so, well, we've got a little over a minute left. I really, really, really want to thank you, Fran, for
you are so welcome.
Talking
thank
to
you
us
for
about,
having me.
About your experience and it having been diagnosed, so, you know, it's not like you've had it for years. We just found this out. So I you're in my prayers. I wish you the very, very best. Stan Edward Moore.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. I
Thank
love
you.
Seeing you entertain, and I look
Thank
forward
you.
To hearing Tennessee Whiskey. I look forward to having you back on our show. So you take care. And know
one,
that
okay.
you're
you
in
too.
Our prayers. Okay.
You too.
So,
thank you.
Mama, all righty.
Yeah, I just want to give two quick big shout-outs. One, I wanted to give a shout-out to the family of Larry Bingo Marcus of the Rude Boys, who just passed away for prostate cancer from the Rude. I just want to give a big shout-out to him, to his family, and our condolences to them. And I also wanted to give a big shout-out, happy birthday to Vicky Ivana Christie out in Vegas, to Peach, y'all. Peach, y'all, very
That's
own Vegas,
right.
Las Vegas. Today is
That's
her birthday.
My
so, happy, so, I just want to, so I just want to give a big happy birthday to her, to Vicky, today.
Happy
so,
birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, everybody. Mama Etta is signing out, and I'm signing out with a smile. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
All right. All right.